This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Afghanistan, U.S. troops battling the Taliban have killed scores of Afghan civilians in the last 2 months. Afghan leaders say at least 21 civilians were killed this week when U.S. special forces in southern Afghanistan called for bomb attacks. The deaths came only days after the U.S. Army apologized to the families of 19 Afghans killed by Marines in the eastern part of the country. There are also civilian casualties in fighting in a remote part of western Afghanistan. American officials blame the Taliban, saying militants use innocent Afghans as human shields. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has learned, American ignorance of Afghan culture may also share the blame.
Tribal leaders say late last month, 17 people fleeing from American planes and armored vehicles drowned in this river outside the Afghan town of Parmakan. 6 children are said to have died in this mud-walled compound inside the town. The parents who ran outside to investigate the sound of gunfire say they had barely reached the gate when bombs reduced their homes to rubble. Inside, 3 of Bibi Gul's 4 children were crushed.
I was upset. I was screaming, but what could I do?
Her brother-in-law, Abdullah, says the survivors of the 5 families who lived in the compound hid in the nearby hills for 2 days. He says it took an entire day using a rusty tractor to dig out the children's bodies and bury them. The tractor is parked in front of a 5-foot-high mound of mud that once was their homes. Abdullah says the only thing left intact is their anger.
Our whole life is over. Our home is destroyed. Everything we owned was burned. What's left for us? Nothing.
27 villages in the Zirku region of western Afghanistan were hit in 2 days of American attacks. This, according to tribal leaders and Afghan human rights officials investigating the attacks. In the end, they say, a total of 57 Afghans were killed, nearly half of them women and children. A formal investigation by the Afghan central government is underway. A U.S. military statement released on April 30th says the operation in Zirku killed more than 130 Taliban fighters. U.S. Major Christopher Belcher, a spokesman at Bagram Air Base outside Kabul, says the statement was based on battlefield assessments.
We take every precaution to prevent harm to any innocent civilians while conducting each and every combat operation. You know, every means was used to identify enemy fighters and the locations they were firing from before returning fire at the enemy fighters.
Local tribal and council leaders here gave NPR identical accounts of what happened in Zirku, each of them denying there were any Taliban in the area at the time of the U.S. operation. They say it began April 25th with unannounced door-to-door searches by U.S. special forces in the Zirku town of Bakhtabad. They say the American forces told them they were following up on a tip that Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants were being harbored in this area. But it wasn't the allegations about the Taliban that angered Zirku residents. The problem, they say, was that U.S. forces showed up unannounced and forcibly entered their homes. In Afghan culture, where Pashtun men in particular refuse to let any unrelated men see their wives and daughters, such an affront can only be answered with a fight to the death. And in Zirku, where most men and boys own Kalashnikovs, that's exactly what happened. Tribal leader Haji Nasrullah.
A guest has to ask permission. If you force the door open, break the window, then you are not a guest. You've become a person with horns. If you come with force, there will always be resistance.
He and others say the Americans should have done what other Western troops have done, call tribal leaders and gather residents at the local mosque or school. So he and others say Zirku residents fought back, attacking U.S. forces on April 27th in the town of Bakhtabad. The Afghan men used stones, shovels, and Kalashnikovs. The Afghans acknowledged that they fired first. Soon, an American soldier and several Zirku residents were dead. Hours later, they say American warplanes began dropping bombs. A similar scene unfolded in the town of Parmakan, where the children were killed. The home of tribal elder Haji Nasrullah was destroyed. So was the nearby boys' school built by Italians and opened this year. Local councilman Torjian points out the damage. He says he's been through many wars, with the Russians, with warlords, but he says he's never experienced anything like what the Americans did in Parmakan. He describes a plane as big as a passenger jet dropping bombs. The U.S. military statement says an AC-130 gunship provided air cover for the special forces. Standing outside the ruined school, second grader Mohammed Alab says he's angry that his school has been destroyed.
Americans should leave this country and not come back.
His elders are more circumspect. They say they understand the need for foreign troops and are willing to tolerate them, for now. But they also want justice for the victims. They want the soldiers punished. And they want Americans to respect Afghan ways. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Zirku.